Devon Funds Management, Greg Smith, morning.
Morning to you, Mike.
US markets, where are we at? Where do we end the week?
They've cooled a bit. So it's the second weekly loss, but obviously we've had a really positive start to the year before that. Yeah, really mainly on sort of concerns around inflation, which is coming in a little bit hotter than expected. So we had the CPI in that camp and also the producer price index as well. So this has just vindicated the Fed stance on being patient with rate cuts. They're meeting this week, so there's a 99% probability of no move, according to markets. We also had the University of Michigan Consumer Survey shows consumers are sort of also realising that inflation is proving sticky, so expectations there are unchanged at the one-year and five-year levels at around 3% and 2.9%. Consumer sentiment, that went sort of sideways in March, but is up 20% over the past year. A little bit concerned about inflation, also some withholding judgment over the economy until the election. Of course, we've got that later in the year. Benefit of the doubt sort of being given there. I suppose one year Biden can sort of hold up as a strong employment market, you know, given recent job numbers, although it is signs this, you know, the employment market is cooling off. So if you look at layoffs last month, they're the highest since 2009, some sectors more than others. So in the tech sector, layoffs are actually at their highest since the dot-com crash in 2001. So 50,000 positions have been slashed this year at over 200 tech companies. A bit ironic, isn't it, when you think about it, you know, the tech companies' shares prices have been running on AI, but AI could actually prove a winner for the industry, but not so much for employees within it.
Right, and then we come back home, manufacturing, what do we see?
Okay, so I suppose it is on the improve. So we're still in contraction mode if we look at the Kiwi manufacturing sector. So this is the BNZ Business New Zealand PMI released on Friday. So 49.3 is where we're at. Below 50 is still in contraction mode, so we're still there. But we're a smidgen away from expansionary mode. Was up from 47.5 in January, so it is the highest in a year. But we have been in contraction for 12 consecutive months. But yeah, there's some bright spots there. Production on the up. Deliveries are in expansion mode. And you look at regionally, while perhaps not doing the best on the Super Rugby table, Canterbury Manufacturing Region is leading the way in expansion mode. New orders, they're still a bit sluggish. They're still some way from an expansion. And participants, they're not exactly cock-a-hoop yet either. Lots of negative comments, around about 62%. Lack of orders was mentioned as part of the problem. The manufacturing sector still in recession, Mike, but there is some light at the end of the tunnel. And, of course, we've got those GDP numbers this week.
Yes, we do. Airport. So are we back or not?
We are back. So we're still travelling, still getting plenty of tourists in. So passenger numbers, Auckland Airport, they're up by 27% compared to February 2023, just under 1.6 million passengers. International passengers, they're up by 32%, driven by long haul, that was up 59%, short haul up 14%. And the domestic side of things, passengers are up 20% compared to February 2023. So we've got a lot more planes flying around here, we've got airlines coming back, that's a good thing. International aircraft movements are up 34%. Load factors running at around about 89%. Auckland Airport shares themselves up 1% on Friday, getting some tailwinds from traffic, but obviously still that stoush of Air New Zealand and potentially the council selling down a bit of its stake.
Okay, numbers please.
So the Dow was down 0.5%, NASDAQ down 1%, S&P 500 down 0.7%, FTSE down 0.2%, Nikkei down 0.3%, ASX 200 down 0.6%, NZX 50, that was down 0.35%, 11,766. You look at the commodity markets, gold down $6.2155 an ounce, oil down 22 cents, 81.04. Just on subject commodities, Mike, not so good news for chocolate lovers. Cocoa up 8% to 8,018 on Friday, up 25% for the week. El Nino, that's causing havoc in Ivory Coast and Ghana, that's two-thirds of production. Currency markets, Kiwi down against most of the majors. US 60 spot 8.5, $1.92 spot 7.5, sterling 47.8. We've got the Fed, we've got the Bank of England, we've got the RBA this week. They'll probably all still be on hold. Bank of Japan, though, perhaps the first rate rise in 17 years. And we've got fourth quarter GDP. Yeah, we're likely to avoid a recession there, Mike, technically, but don't talk about it on a per capita or real basis.
No, exactly. Precisely. Catch up soon, mate. Appreciate it very much. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.